And the hostage-taking drama at a remote gas complex in Algeria finally ends, but in a bloodbath. On Saturday, the Algerian army carried out a final assault to end the four-day siege by militants at the In Amenas gas plant. All the seven remaining hostages were killed during the attack, bringing the total death toll to 23. Many of the victims are believed to be foreigners. Several foreigners from the UK, Japan and Norway are still unaccounted for. Authorities say in total more than 30 kidnappers were also killed in the standoff. Algeria's interior ministry says the army managed to free 685 Algerian workers and 107 foreigners. The hostage takers were demanding an end to the French military intervention in Mali. Well, from Detroit, I'm joined by Abayomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire. Welcome to the program, sir. Ms. Azikiwe, in your opinion, how do you assess Algeria's handling of the hostage crisis?
The Algerian government was in a very difficult situation. They had to move quickly, they felt, in order to anticipate and possibly head off a U.S., French, or NATO military intervention. There were many foreign nationals from these European countries, as well as other states that were involved in this standoff that's been going on now for 4 days. It is reported that some of the captives were intercepted on two buses that was transporting personnel to the In Amenas plant, a very important and strategic facility that supplies natural gas to Norway and other countries in Europe. I think that they felt if they did not act quickly, that they would be in an even deeper crisis, both internationally as well as domestically.
Indeed, and with some of the hostages killed in the drama, can the dead people's respective countries claim compensation?
This is going to be a legal issue that undoubtedly will go on for some time. It's very interesting that hundreds of Algerian nationals were released by the group, which calls itself the Signatories in Blood. Purportedly, it is headed by an Algerian national, Mr. Mokhtar, Bel Mokhtar. And of course, they put forward a series of very political demands, calling for the succession of French military bombing, as well as occupation of the neighboring West African state of Mali. They also call for the refusal of Algeria to allow France to utilize its airspace in order to carry out these attacks against Mali. In addition, they call for the release of prisoners held in the United States, purportedly connected with the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, and also for the release of a Pakistani national, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, who now is serving an 80-plus year sentence in U.S. maximum security prisons. These are very political demands, and of course they have implications both within Algeria as well as internationally.
Indeed. Abayomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.